RTAs, careless stewardship and indifference to proper process, are hampering plans to revitalize the ailing public service state broadcaster, according to chair of the RTE board Sianni Ragahale as she addressed the OIECTA's media committee on Wednesday. She said that the payment scandal surrounding RTE has caused an erosion of confidence in the board as officials appeared before the Mefia committee. Muzni Rahoya also told TIS gathered that RTE should once again come under the remit of the Controller and Auditor General. Adrian Lynch, the acting director general of RTE, formally apologized for the drip-feed nature of information, which included several items being delivered late on Tuesday. Nirahoya said that such inconsistent supply of information from the executive clearly made it difficult for the board to address the full matter before it. Adrian Lynch also said that the man who kicked the whole scandal off, albeit unintentionally and indirectly, presenter Ryan Tubridy, continues to be paid by RTE. There were negotiations going on about a radio contract. Those negotiations, as a result of all of this, were suspended. So currently, as we said, we are still paying Ryan Tubridy, and there are certain elements of the contract that are in dispute with the agent. Quote. Car loans. Fianafor Senator Timmy Dooley asked about brand ambassador deals, and whether someone who was in receipt of a car allowance also had brand deals, to which Adrian Lynch told committee members that he was aware of one instance where a staff member had a loan of a car. Quote. My understanding is that car has been returned, he said. Claire Mann Dooley asked how long the car had been on loan. I believe for a period of 5 years, Lynch said, adding, that was not approved. Senator Dooley later asked when the car was returned. Yesterday, replied Lynch. Former RTE chairwoman Moya Doherty said she was personally bewildered and devastated by the crisis over payments in Donnybrook. What has come to light in the past few weeks confirms unacceptable behavior, and, like many others, there are questions I am looking forward to hearing comprehensive and detailed answers to. The latest revelations suggest that unfortunately more questions will arise as the crisis deepens. RTE Chief Financial Officer Richard Collins was grilled by Fine Gael's Brendan Griffin as to why he said last week that there was only one barter account. He said there was one barter account, but, in terms of how it is looked at financially, but three companies feeding into it. There is nothing new here, he insisted. Everything was going onto the balance sheet together. Deputy Griffin read out details from the barter accounts to the committee, including an agency and client summer party at €20,900, suggesting that they did not fit into categories for the correct use of the barter account. There was also an agency breakfast and lunch series for €13,000, tickets to a Bruce Springsteen concert costing €12,000, a golf outing costing €7,500, and tickets to Robbie Williams and Phil Collins for €6,358. I've heard of Let Me Entertain You, but that's a bit ridiculous. He said, this isn't a barter account, this is a slush fund, he added. Underwriting. Former Chief Financial Officer Breeder O'Keefe said she was involved in presenter Ryan Tubridy's contract negotiations until March 2020, but that she provided a comprehensive handover to current CFO Richard Collins, and that she was not aware that the deal with Tubridy had been underwritten by RTE until last week. O'Keefe also directly contradicted evidence given by Collins last week that he was only in the job a few days when the deal happened. O'Keefe said there was no consideration of the broadcaster underwriting a commercial agreement involving Ryan Tubridy and Renault before she left in early 2020. O'Keefe said the first she heard of RTA's decision to underwrite the deal, a move that resulted in the broadcaster paying €150,000 to Tubridy when Renault did not renew the arrangement in 2021 and 2022, was through media reports in recent weeks. My recollection is that Mr. Tubridy's agent requested that the commercial agreement be underwritten by RTE, and this was refused, she told the media committee. She added, when I left in March 2020, an RTE guarantee on the proposed Renault agreement was not on offer, as far as I was aware. Quote. Anger. Reacting today, the National Union of Journalists branch representing RTE employees said workers are incredibly upset and reeling, following further revelations at the broadcaster. The contrast between the lavish spending we are hearing about and how ordinary staff were being treated during these years is staggering, it said in a statement. RTE education correspondent and NUJ lead Emma O'Kelly said RTE was paying for membership at a private members club in London, while its London correspondent Fiona Mitchell was using toilets around the city as an office to report on Brexit. Fiona was forced to use toilet facilities in cafes as a quiet space to record her voice for TV and radio reports. O'Kelly said. She added that in the same period NUJ members were upset and anxious over with COVID payment issued as well as precarious contracts and other pandemic-related challenges.